Nowadays, scammers might try to trick us into gathering our personal data in various ways. Among them, we can differentiate three most similar-looking types of scam, namely phishing, smishing, and vishing. Even though they may seem to bear a striking resemblance to each other, each of them involves a different source of communication with a tricked person. Phishing, for example, depends on clickbaiting, in which you're persuaded to click on a fraudulent link in emails. Smishing, on the other hand, is typical of links, but this time sent in text messages. However, all the voicemails and calls fall under the name of vishing.
Some people say trolling is not that bad when you treat it as an easy way to make money. At least I had thought like that since the beginning of my working career. Writing fake or insulting messages in internet chat rooms, blogs, and posts to make other people angry wasn't intended to do a lot of harm, they said. But in fact, it did. I had this one task to troll one celebrity who had achieved a great success in the music industry. I did my job, and now I regret it. Still, I deal with this job, but I'm convinced it's not justifiable to explain doing it, even due to easy money, which makes me even more miserable.
Risking your life by lying in an unusual or dangerous place to take a photograph to put on social networking sites is called planking. It's strange how little imagination people have just for the sake of gaining popularity. Unfortunately, I was one of such attention seekers. My self-esteem was low at that time. I really longed for being in the limelight. Therefore, I dared to climb the peak of the highest tree in the park and took a snapshot just to take up the challenge given by my pseudo-friends. The moment I fell off the tree and broke my arm was the moment of the big change of my attitude towards friendship and self-respect. Please, do not let people take advantage of your life as I did. I would have never done it again.
Clickjacking is the practice of adding hidden hyperlinks to documents on the internet, causing users to make purchases, perform actions on social networking sites, etc., without their knowledge. I really can't stand such crimes, and, to be honest, I don't know why people still get tricked into such things. A week ago, my mom was a victim of clickjacking, even though she had warned me thousands of times against it. She was browsing some clothes via online shopping. She thought she made a purchase by clicking on this shopping trolley icon. In fact, she paid for a totally different thing, wasting a lot of money. Shame on her. How could she have done that without consulting it with me?
Fubbers are people who you spend time with and who give attention to their mobile phones instead of giving it to you. Sarah and Michael were my friends, who had always ignored me, using their phones while I was talking to them in the park. One day when the upcoming local photography contest was announced, I saw an opportunity. My entry won the contest, the image capturing the essence of the park, highlighting the beauty that had been ignored by fubbing individuals like Sarah and Michael. I've learned that sometimes negative behavior can be beneficial, at least for one side.